This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarek. A Missouri House Republican says he intends to seek articles of impeachment against Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. Nick Marshall of Parkville referred to the governor's executive order directing officials to accept joint tax filings from same-sex couples who are legally married, the release of the names of concealed gun permit holders to a federal agent, and driver's license procedures. Marshall says he believes the governor's administration has violated the law and that his motivations are not political or to gain attention. He has not spoken to House leaders. A Nixon spokesman declined to comment. The Missouri Attorney General's office has said the tax filing policy appears to follow the requirements of Missouri tax law. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has refused to halt the execution of white supremacist serial killer Joseph Paul Franklin, calling his crime in Missouri a cowardly and calculated shooting. Franklin is scheduled to die after midnight Wednesday for killing 42-year-old Gerald Gordon in a sniper attack outside a suburban St. Louis synagogue in 1977. It was one of as many as 20 killings committed by Franklin between 1977 and 1980. He was convicted of 7 other murders, but the Missouri case was the only one resulting in a death sentence. The execution would be the first in Missouri in nearly 3 years and the first ever in the state to use a single execution drug, the sedative pentobarbital. The Columbia City Council tabled a vote that would have created the first ever written plan to repair and maintain Columbia's brick-paved streets at its meeting last night. The Historic Preservation Commission drafted the plan, which protects the brick-paved streets and gives guidelines for their upkeep. KBIA's Katie Moeller has more about why the vote was postponed.
The Human Rights Commission requested approval of the plan be postponed until more public comment on the issue could be heard. Councilmember Carl Scala agrees.
I would have suggested after this discussion that we move to have some sort of informational session with the public as well as to bring the council up to snuff.
Councilmember Barbara Hoppe says she's concerned that the current plan doesn't address East Campus.
I would also like to hear from the East Campus Neighborhood Association. East Campus is a national and state historic district.
Not all Columbia citizens are in favor of preserving Columbia's brick-paved streets. The Disabilities Commission says brick streets can present a real challenge for handicapped or elderly citizens. The City Council will hear a public comment about the plan for the maintenance and repair of brick-paved roads in the second City Council meeting in February. Katie Moeller, KBIA News, Columbia.
Columbia nightlife may be extended for an extra hour. The Missouri Student Association and the Associated Students of the University of Missouri are making a joint effort to allow bars to remain open until 2:30 a.m. Bars would need to stop serving alcohol at 1:30 a.m., but customers could remain in their venues for an additional hour. President of the Associated Students of the University of Missouri, Ben Levin, is leading the effort and says students have noticed a pressing safety problem and want to take action.
Many bad choices, dangerous choices are made. So we're hoping to kind of stagger when patrons leave bars.
Levin says this would enhance public safety because there wouldn't be an influx of people hitting the streets at the current 1:30 a.m. closing time. Now this effort is still in the preliminary stages. Human Services Manager Steve Hollis says his division is interested in the project from a public health perspective to see if it's an effective strategy. He says it would not only require changes in local ordinance, but in state statutes as well, in the form of a geographic exemption. MU Healthcare outpatient clinics have reached a milestone in advanced electronic medical records. The Healthcare Information and Management System Society, or HIMSS, recognized MU Healthcare with Stage 7 recognition, their highest level of achievement. According to the organization, only 1% of 19,000 U.S. clinics have reached this level in the transition from paper to electronic records. KBIA's Michael Loesch tells us what MU Healthcare is doing to better provide for their patients.
MU Healthcare outpatient clinics are among the most advanced in the U.S. in using technology to keep track of medical records. Electronic medical records allow clinics to electronically transmit prescriptions, notify medical professionals of potential problems, and allow patients to view their medical information and schedule appointments online. Brian Bliven is a spokesperson for MU Healthcare and the interim executive director of the Tiger Institute for Health Innovation. The institute was formed in 2010 with a partnership between Cerner Corporation in Kansas City and the university. At this time, Bliven says MU Healthcare was only at stage 2 or 3. Now with this technology, MU Healthcare is extending their knowledge to hospitals across Missouri.
We are working with hospitals across the state of Missouri on how best to connect and utilize the systems that we have in place and how to provide communication to those other systems for the patients that we share. So really, this is just kind of the base entry point that I feel you need to be at to be able to care for people as we're moving into kind of the new era of healthcare.
Dr. Thomas Silva is the Chief Medical Information Officer for MU Healthcare. He's been in the business for 24 years and remembers the world of paper and how frustrating it could be.
Paper wasn't even stored on site. It was stored at the main hospital. Patients would be seen and you wouldn't necessarily have the record because the patient got there before the record got there. And then you'd have paper records that were constantly a challenge to maintain.
Silva says he looks forward to the challenge that comes in providing healthcare to a population that is seeking to become more engaged in their own care.
It just makes it even more fun because there's always going to be a challenge around the next corner. In healthcare, we are so far behind the rest of the world in really using technology effectively. Patients are becoming more and more engaged. They want access to the records. They want to be engaged. They want to be able to manage their healthcare, and that's a good thing.
Silva says this electronic medical record adoption model provides a good roadmap for providers to make smarter decisions about the care they deliver and for patients to make smarter decisions about their own care. Michael Loesch, KBIA News.
Missouri's colleges and universities continue to educate an increasing number of international students. A report from the Institute of International Education says more than 17,300 international students enrolled at a Missouri college or university during the 2012-2013 academic year. The Joplin Globe reports that's a 7.7% increase over the previous academic year. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarik.